WLNDFM, Signal Mountain, 98.1 The Lake. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. With your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Nutrition World. I'm Ed Jones here with Clint Powell, East Ridge's unofficial and official PhD of the Waffle House philosophy. For more than 8 years, this show has been cutting through the confusion, helping you build more energy, stronger longevity, peak span, a new word I've discovered, and a better quality of life through practical, credible health information. Good morning, Clint.
Good morning. I like when you say you discovered something you actually created. That makes me happy when you say that.
Yes.
I discovered something. Where'd you discover it? In my brain.
Where else is
that? I discover a lot of stuff. I find stuff. Oh, I didn't know that existed. Look, I found this over here. Yeah. You found it.
Then you talk about it on a podcast.
I did. But you came up with it. And I like the word. The peak span. You've been using it on interviews around the country.
Thank you very much. I had 8.3 million views over the past 90 days.
And all of those with your shirt on, which is amazing.
It truly is.
If you've been following him on the Holistic Mind
Game. I did just do a video with my shirt off yesterday that I have not posted, Clint. So you can look on TikTok.
Hey, by the time people are hearing this, the bodybuilding competition will be...
By the time, yes.
And you're knee-deep into carbs by now.
I am
you're
going to
carb up.
I'm sleepy because I have too many carbs.
He is cranky pants today, too.
Yeah.
He is. It's okay, though.
Hey, everybody else is going to agree with that, too.
Yeah, what do we got going on today, Ed?
Hey, Brian Johnson, the longevity guru. I like what he has done. He spends $2 million a year to research how to live to be 120. Just announced he has been diagnosed with a modestly significant disease. Not anything terminal, but his stomach is eating its own stomach. And it's an autoimmune disease. And I have learned a lot through his journey and all his medical testing and his protocols. It was nutritional protocols called Blueprint Profile is something I really rely on because it's very similar to what I take in my supplements. He has the most optimal blood work of any human probably walking the face of the earth at 47 years old. But I just did a video that will be posted by this time where I very kindly have no ill will against it, but I've very kindly told the two significant reasons why I believe he has gotten this disease.
Really?
Yes, because it's the two things.
It can't just be genetics or something, you don't think?
No. Okay. It's the two things that I have started witnessing with him from day two, day one.
All right.
But after about 6 months of watching his protocol, I kept pointing out to other people I would change this and I would change that. So there's two different things, and I'm not going to mention it, but you can go to Instagram and you can go to other platforms.
Give us one and tease everybody.
One is oxalates. All he does is oxalate foods.
Okay, there we go. Now you can go find the other one out.
Oxalate foods, and the second is something else that you can just wait to hear, like Santa coming.
I'm so excited.
Yes, yes. We're going to have Farmer's Market every Wednesday at Nutrition World from in the morning till in the afternoon, like 3 or 4. It was a hit. Last week, these two young people have a family of devoted farmers who believe in clean farming, less chemicals, all the things you would want from your foods. I think my staff had bought half of the foods that they had brought. I see Raleigh shaking her head. Yes. And they're beautiful, beautiful vegetables. And so every Wednesday, and it's going to be inside the store instead of outside, and we make nothing on it. We're doing it as a service to people in the community and to farmers who deserve all the help and applause that we can give them. They are true heroes that are certainly nothing like they used to be in the 40s and 50s, been taken over by corporate world, but now they're making a comeback. They really are. So you're going to buy vegetables or you're going to keep
eating? I just don't. You called them heroes. That's pretty.
They are heroes.
Okay.
Yeah. Police officers like me that used to be the hero and
farmers.
Gotcha. And farmers. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I trust you.
Podcasters. I don't know about that.
No, we need all the. We're the villains. We're the bad guys. I love that. Bring it on.
Yep. And we've got great two interviews today. One of which is with Dr. Glenn, who came here from Anaheim, California, and valuable information on how to test yourself for something that might be causing a lot of grief, which is spike proteins. I feel like I'm well-read on that subject, but I will learn from him because he also taught our staff today at Nutrition World in regard, what can you do if it's elevated? And it's just vital information.
And the other guest, Dr. Daring, who from Nutrition World, has written a book.
He has. It's on Amazon, Beyond Cholesterol. And it is. He's done a lot of months and months of work to put together this 48-page booklet. And eventually it'll be on Kindle. Right now it's on Amazon.
Well, let's do this. We only have a minute left. Don't forget this radio show comes out as a podcast every Tuesday. But before we go to our first break and we get our first guest, tell everybody where they can find your ebooks, because you have a bunch of ebooks too.
Thank you for reminding me of that. I've spent some time writing 6 different ebooks, How to Create Quality Sleep, Why Oxalates Have to Be Looked At When You're Having Aches and Pains, Are You Sick and Tired, which covers the whole gamut of what do we eat, what do we not eat, how do we stay healthy, and then about 3 others on oral health and immune systems and core 4, which is the 4 supplements.
Where do they find these at?
On theholisticnavigator.com.
You can find some old podcasts there too that are evergreen. They're old, but most of them are very relevant. Good stuff.
Certainly are. Thank you. And tell your podcast.
I will, and then I'll take us out to our first break. Nuga Podcast, it's plural, nugapodcast.com. I own a bunch of those, but I also share a bunch of my friends. Over 20 podcasts. You can find them there. We're going to take our first break and then come back with our first guest. You're listening to Vital Health Radio. And it's brought to you by Nutrition World.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Hey, it's Blake Watson. If you've been thinking about selling your house, I'm here to help. If you've been thinking about buying a new home, I'm here to help. If you just have some questions about the process of buying or selling a home, I'm here to help. Contact me, Blake Watson, with Epic Realty in Tennessee and Georgia. Find me on Facebook and LinkedIn as Blake Watson. On Instagram, I'm Rock and Roll Blake. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
When you have an appetite for Mexican food, I've got the place for you. Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill is your destination for fresh, delicious burritos, tacos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. I have their grilled chicken bowl, and I choose each fresh ingredient just the way I like it. Go to Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill today, located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Suite 114 in East Brainerd, just behind the Embassy Suites. For more information, visit Dos Bros online at dosbros.com.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at nugadentistry.com.
I'm Blake Watson. Join Sean Whitfield and me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake, featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones here with Clint Powell. Clint asks the questions many people are afraid might sound dumb. He doesn't care, which is exactly why they're usually the smartest questions sometimes in the room. In this segment, we're going to focus on practical ways to deal with something called spike protein with an expert, Dr. Glenn. Welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Awesome. It's great to be here, Ed.
You have traveled a long ways from Anaheim, California, and we have a great rep, Lee, who has brought you here, and you are extremely experienced in a lot of conversations. I kind of really checked you out, and I'm very impressed. One thing I'm impressed about is you brought a copper bottle in, which you're carrying your water in. Clint's drinking out of the microplastic bottle. I have Penta water, which is in between those two. I love that copper.
Yeah, Ed, when you walked in, of course, he said, you're in my tribe now because of the copper. And immediately I asked for the microplastic, lower my testosterone, raise my estrogen bottle.
That's right.
And I felt shunned by both of you. But now I feel like we're family now, so feel free. You're welcome.
Absolutely.
This will be a great episode.
Well,
great.
Somebody's got to have the microplastics so we could talk about it. Right?
Somebody's got to keep everybody in business, right?
I've got to sell a supplement for it, so we've got to have it.
I should start my own brand. How not to be like me.
Yeah. I want people to if I ask people right now, I think that everybody has a general idea, but not specific. What is a spike protein and why should we be concerned? And then we're going to talk about how you can get tested and get quick results to determine whether you are at risk for poor health. What is a spike protein?
Well, spike proteins, to take it back, we discovered them in the 60s. And when we have a virus that comes from nature, there's going to be a spike protein surrounding that virus. Mm-hmm. And what's great with our body is our body and our immune system will recognize the spike protein, and our body has the ability to recognize it, dissolve it, and eradicate it. But the key, though, is from nature, right? So the problem that we're seeing nowadays is that, you know, it's a very well documented, what we've been dealing with since 2020 is not from nature. It was made in a lab, which means that also the spike proteins were made in a lab. Well, the problem with that is our spike proteins that are lab made are not recognized by the body. So therefore, they're not dissolved, they're not eliminated, and we live with them.
So the natural processes are just not effective.
Not effective at all.
Now, do we call it a pathogen or is it just a molecule? What is?
No, I wouldn't consider it a pathogen. Right. Like the virus itself would be the pathogen. Mm-hmm. The spike protein it's almost like the delivery system, right? Mm-hmm. And the challenge with it, and this is what I see all the time in, you know, for myself personally and also in my practice, is that when people have these high amount of spike proteins, the spike proteins, they basically disrupt something called ACE2 receptors. But an easy way to explain this for listeners is, you know, if you imagine a cell, and every cell has a doorway, and every door has a lock on it, and the cell will unlock the door and open the door to let something in that it wants to come in. Well, what the spike proteins do is they go throughout the blood in the body, they unlock the doors, swing the doors wide open, which allows them to get into the cell. When they're in the cell, they can now destroy the cell from the inside out.
Mm-hmm. They're sneaky.
Yes.
Yes. And of course, it's associated with COVID. Is there other spike proteins besides what was originated by COVID?
Well, yeah. As I said, when there's a virus that's coming from nature, there's going to be a spike protein.
But it's different. It may not be that different, but we don't have the tools to handle it.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Because it's lab made. It's just not recognized by the body.
But I don't remember hearing spike protein.
No.
Until COVID. And I know every time we mention COVID, everybody gets, are we going to be able to say anything? But I didn't know what a spike protein was. You're in that world.
Yeah.
I didn't know what that was until COVID. Then you hear it on the news and it's misrepresented. People are using it as tools for one thing or the other. And that's the reason I like this radio show. We try to leave politics out of it and just talk about the issue. To your point, it's been around for a long time. But what is I don't want to pull away from the spike. Is the spike a bad thing? Is a spike, what does the spike do? Or is that just me trying to imagine something? Does that make sense?
Right. And we've all seen the pictures, the spherical, aspect around the virus and with the spikes. Well, the spikes, like as an example, you know, the spike can actually help to adhere the spike protein to like the walls of the respiratory system, as an example.
Okay.
Right. And it's one of those things, like why we never heard about spikes before is because our body would just take care of them. This is the first time in, as far as I know, in world history, we've ever dealt with lab-made spike proteins. And even to understand, so even with this, is something I tell all the time in my education, is that it's like a lot of people think that this is a vax versus a non-vax issue, and it's not. You know, and a lot of people think that because it's very well documented that the mRNA vaccines were designed to create spike proteins in the body, which then are still not natural spike proteins. But the whole thing, though, here is that as example, I was not vaccinated. I'm loaded in spike proteins. But I had a really bad case of COVID in January of 2020 before we even knew it was called COVID. Like, I was literally on a couch or in bed for 2 weeks and took me about three months to fully recover. But what I didn't know is when I thought I fully recovered, that was the beginning of my problems. It took me about 3 years from them, three and a half years of all this cellular destruction left me with a boatload of symptoms and feeling like horrific on a regular basis.
Wow, that's a great testimony. And I'm like you. I've had it six times, and I have tested antibodies usually 6 to 8 weeks after my infection. That would be a time when it would certainly be higher, wouldn't it?
Yeah, typically, like the acute reaction of the antibodies will generally last about 2 to 4 weeks.
Okay.
And like for me, there was one, I've tested myself now four times.
Okay.
And even to recognize, like, for, you know, the test that I use is it's called a spike protein antibody test. Mm-hmm. It's got a SARS-CoV-2 semi-quantitative, like there's a bigger name for it, right?
That is it. I recognize that.
And it's something, though, that the challenge is that it's recognized if your antibodies are over 1,000, you likely have too high of the spike proteins in your body. Mm-hmm. And they literally can destroy any single cell in your body, period.
Right. So what are the main symptoms if you're running at 2,000 plus?
Well, for me, I'll tell you my symptoms, and it doesn't mean everybody had these, but this is what I was living with. The whites of my eyes had turned gray. My eyes were burning all day, every day. Had to constantly put eye drops in. I started to get the ringing in the ears, you know, tinnitus, however anybody wants to say that. Cyclical rashes underneath my armpits, a burning in my nerves and my quads to the point where I had to put on a leg massagers every night to be comfortable enough to go to sleep. I just started having gout attacks out of nowhere. All of a sudden, my kidneys couldn't process uric acid properly. Mm. Started getting venous congestion in my left ankle, my lower left leg. Extreme fatigue, sick all the time. And I'm a naturopath, and I walk my talk. I do everything to be healthy. Yet I spent 2 years looking like I was the sickest person.
Wow.
Because of how high my spike proteins were.
How high did they get?
You ready for this?
Yes.
All right. So over 1,000 is dangerous. Over 5,000 is a whole nother level of danger. And my highest was 11,694.
No.
Yes. Wow.
Now, how long after the infection was that?
That was, from the infection, remember, it was January of 2020, and this was October 28th of 2025. So.
Now, are they that high now?
Thankfully, I've been utilizing what I recommend to my clients, mm-hmm. and doing that on a regular basis. I've done four tests. I went from 11,694 to 11,087 to 9950 something to now just this past June 30th, I was at 8905.
So you still have more work to do, but you've made significant progress.
Well, and it's because I'm not only focusing on helping my body to naturally eliminate the mm-hmm. spikes, I'm also focusing on the thing. Like one of my other symptoms I didn't mention, I developed endocarditis.
An
inflammatory condition of the heart and the valves of the heart. Like my resting heart rate used to be between 55 and 60, and all of a sudden, like overnight, it's between 80 and 105. Mm. So I've done a lot for the heart. I've done a lot to support my liver. I've had multiple brain symptoms, even like a very slight level of Bell's palsy in the left side of my face is like very kind of lazy and falling down a bit. Yeah, so I've been supporting all these areas. But you know, the good news, like my eyes are white again. My eyes don't burn all day. The burning in the quads is gone. I haven't had a problem with gout since I started the protocol. Yeah, I'm still dealing with, you know, my heart rate is improved now. It's down in the 70s. I sometimes reach the 60s, mm-hmm. but it's not the 55 or 60 where it was. I'm still dealing with the ringing in the ears, you know, but I still have a spike level that's over 8,900.
But one of the questions I have is, so you gave your symptoms, and again, you guys live in this world. I'm the novice, right? I'm just the guy. could that affect other people? Could have completely different symptoms and then not know it? Or all of these symptoms kind of checking boxes? You're going to have one of these symptoms or multiple, but they're all going to be kind of in the same realm. Or do they walk in, like you were saying, they walk in any door and your doors may be different than my doors?
It could be completely different. Dang. And it's and here's the thing. This is what I hear all the time. I have clients that come into my office to work with me and they say, I've been to my doctor. I'm feeling X, Y, and Z. Could be totally different symptoms than me.
Yeah.
And my doctor did my blood work and looked at my blood work and said, I'm fine. And one of the problems is I don't really know of many conventional doctors that are running spike protein
antibodies.
Should that be just a
standard across the board blood test now when you go in to get your blood work?
To me, I won't work with somebody unless they test their spike protein antibodies. Because if I'm working out with them to help balance their hormones or overcome their gut issues or their cognitive issues and they have a spike protein issue, I might have protocols that'll help support all the other things naturally, but now we're paddling the boat upstream. Because we're doing things that have a benefit, but we're still fighting against the current of the damage that the spike proteins are doing on our...
You're not addressing the root cause of all this stuff.
And I will bet you that your blood work looked pretty darn good during all of those symptoms. Am I guessing right?
You know, it did until we got closer to me being highly problematic. Like, as an example, a past panel where I looked at like glucose and insulin as an example, my glucose was in the low 80s and my insulin was only 2. My A1C was under 5.
Wow.
You know, then what kind of got me down a path of really considering everything going on, my glucose was up in the higher 90s, which is really very rare for me. And I had an insulin of 13 to maintain that. And my A1C was high, so I knew, and which is even better inflammatory marker than blood sugar marker. So I knew things were going on, but I still, because I was in the place of thinking, well, I'd never been vaccinated, so this can't be an issue. But I never, at that time, I didn't put the two to two together to recognize that, no, this is a lab-made spike protein issue, which I have.
You know, that is something I've actually never really keep thinking about, that it's lab made. It would be like if there was life on another planet and we went there, there'd be no telling. Our bodies would not be adapted to any of the pathogens in that
100%.
Planet.
Well, it's even, I'm sure this is something you've talked about on other shows where, like, when we recognize that if when you cook a fat, depending on what the fat is, it might be a trans fat. Well, our body knows what to do with fats, but our body doesn't know what to do with a trans fat isn't from nature. A trans fat is a heated fat that has now become a trans fat, and our body doesn't even know what to do with it. So it's a similar thing with these lab-made spikes.
Well, next chapter of this conversation. Now, we work closely with Be Well Labs. The website is, Clint, what?
Beginwithlabs.com.
Yep.
Thank you, sir.
And I've tested my spike proteins 3 or 4 times, usually within 6 weeks of having an infection. But I had not really pondered the fact that if somebody walks in and said, I feel like $1 million every single day and I have no symptoms and I can run marathons and lift weights, maybe not. But I, like Clint said, maybe this should be a standard for all of us who have these untraceable, can't figure out symptoms. And it could be young people, middle-aged, or old people. The test is not that expensive, and you can do that at Be Well Labs, you can do it other places wherever you live.
Are you going to get to? I mean, this is
Clint, we got to get to the recipe.
I just want the protocol.
Yes. About 5 minutes. Let's talk about what do you recommend to your patients when you're seeing 8,000 on somebody.
Yeah. So if I'm seeing somebody over, well, number one, if somebody's over 1,000, there's likely attacks going on within the cells of the body. The minimum thing that I would do, I actually take something myself called the Ultimate Spike Detox, which is a combination of ingredients like natokinase, bromelain, dandelion, turmeric. You know, a lot of the beneficial things you need to help assist the body in basically eradicating these spikes.
So natokinase is really powerful.
Natokinase is from my research and what I know, the natokinase is the best at helping the body dissolve the spikes, whereas the bromelain does a great job with the clotting that is often caused by the spikes.
And that product is made by which company?
The Wellness Company.
Wellness Company. Nutrition World does offer that. I love the formula and love the whole concept of the company. And I love natokinase. It's something I've been recommending for about 25 years. And it's very, very healthy for all of the blood clotting issues and conversations.
100%.
Now, does natokinase and your product or that product need to be taken between meals?
Yes. It has to be away from food an hour before eating or 2 hours after.
Okay. So it just minimizes it. If you had a little bit of food, it might be not as absorbable or might be used up on the food. Or
yeah, because if you take up while there's food in the digestive system, those enzymes will break down the food instead of getting into the blood to do what we're looking for it to do.
You know, I really appreciate the fact that you're so honest about your own blood work because obviously your symptoms have lessened significantly, but you still have some work to do, don't you?
100%. Well, and it's, and even like statistically, because there's more and more information that comes on this all the time. And it is recognized that, you know, like with the different problems that are coming up, when people have really high spikes, and we're talking about people who have died with high spikes, it's recognized that almost literally, it's almost 50%, 49% are just dropping dead of heart attacks.
With high spikes.
With high spikes.
And it's due to the clotting issues?
It's the endocarditis, the clotting, you name it, right?
Okay.
Then you've got about 17% are tied into liver failure, 11% respiratory failure, 7% multiple organ failure. Like this is a real problem for people. But here's the thing, it doesn't have to be a problem. You could test it. There's things you could do to support the natural release of the spikes. And like I've done a lot to support my heart health. Yeah, I use something called Healthy Heart. I take D-ribose. I use a hawthorn or hibiscus. Mm-hmm. I've done a lot of things to help support my heart health for it to be able to contract and relax and do the things that need to
put less stress on it it can handle the problem. I want to make sure we give him, and I don't want to hijack it. No. In the last few minutes we have, did you get to finish everything on your protocol? Because I know that was important to you. I just want to make sure you get that out there.
Yeah, so it's the ultimate spike detox. I use something called Ultra NAC, which really kind of puts together the synergy between your liver function, your immunity, and your mitochondria. You've got to look at all of them together. Otherwise, just taking NAC in itself isn't quite the support you're looking for. I use the Healthy Heart. I use something called MindLift because of the different symptoms I've had with my brain and cognitive function, also that like low-level Bell's palsy. And that's the primary of what I've done to...
You've got me down the rabbit hole, the super NAC thing now, because I take NAC. But now that you said that, I'll be doing a little more research on it, because I like NAC.
Now, on younger people, do they tend to have a better ability to move through this more effectively than us that are older?
Well, I believe that just from the perspective of the younger we are, the more, you know, like more stem cells we have in the body, the quicker our recovery typically, the body is just working functionally better. Yet I've seen people of all ages with this problem. Mm-hmm. And I've seen people that have been vaccinated, have not been vaccinated. Like I can think of clients in my office that have had 5 vaccines, don't have the same level I have, and I've had no vaccines.
Wow.
So it's really not determined by age. It's not determined by whether you've been vaccinated or not. You know, but it's a real problem that in my world, everybody should at least test it. And I've looked at over 130 of these tests come back so far, and I've only seen one person who's less than 0.08. And if you're less than 0.08, it means you've never been exposed to COVID.
Wow. Only one person.
One person.
Well, I know out of 6 cases of me having it, it certainly lessened with each case, but fatigue was always the overwhelming sign that I think I must have it again, because for 2 weeks I'm dragging like I never drag.
Yeah, I get it.
And but then, it, you know, it passes like all things so far have, until they don't.
It's a different podcast.
Yes.
It's a different radio show, yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. Really quickly, because we're really about out of time, any other things like saunas, hyperbaric? Do
100%. Yeah, I do regular Epsom salt baths.
Okay.
I have a steam room in my house. Saunas are fantastic. Anything that you could do to, like, jumping on a rebounder, dry skin brushing, castor oil packs over your liver, anything you could do to help promote your body detoxifying, exercising, and perspiring from that, all of that is a benefit to helping eliminate this from your body.
Well, I do. I also have a remedy that's really not in the textbook. It's called tequila.
Yeah, I was going to say, I knew that was going.
He knew it was going to come out. Yeah.
I heard there's a special drink.
And there is, very special. In fact, one of the restaurants in town, Portofino, actually has my drink on the menu, Edwards Health Elixir drink. And it's, if you mix it exactly like I said, say, on a card, and all bartenders know about my card, it doesn't cause any grief. I'm not saying it's a health food, but it doesn't cause any grief, okay? Yes, Clint, I had to say it.
I'm talking serious stuff to your stupid tequila. This is fantastic. And it fixes nothing, by the way. It doesn't heal anything except his bad days. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break. Thank you for coming on today,
Absolutely.
Sir. We really appreciate it. Let's take a quick break. You're listening to Vital Health Radio. It's brought to you by Nutrition World.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode. Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location. Search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones with Clint Powell. Proof that common sense still deserves a microphone. Dr. Kurt is here every other week with his words of wisdom, and we're proud of him. He worked diligently for many, many months to produce a wonderful compilation of information on non-traditional ideas regarding cholesterol. And that book has now been available on Amazon, right?
Available on Amazon. It's moved up, I checked it today, moved up to number 18 on the bestseller.
No, it is.
For vitamins and supplements, it has.
You're number 18?
For new releases, so that's
yes,
in vitamins and supplements. So it's kind of a narrow category, but hey, out of 100 books, it's number 18
now,
on
impressed.
New releases.
Who bought all the books? You?
Yeah.
No.
Wow.
No.
Way to celebrate someone else's victory, Ed.
It really hasn't had a chance to take off, but it's going to. I've got two great reviews on here. But like you said, this all started with I told you I was going to write a book, and you said, yes, you are. And that was one of our radio shows about 18 months ago. But I started out trying to do too much. I was going to write a book about every single category you can think of and how it was going to be the green pharmacy versus big pharma. That was going to be the name of my book originally. And this was going to be a chapter. This book right here, mm-hmm. Beyond Cholesterol, was going to be a chapter in that book. And then I realized that I was making zero progress, that and when you take on something that big, it's almost like you're spinning your wheels and you can't find time to get to it, to finish anything. So I've got a lot of chapters that were started but none finished. So I decided when you started doing your books and you said, let's just do a book, get one done. So I just narrowed it down to this one chapter, 48-page book, but it's very concise, but I think it's, I'm pretty proud of it, really.
You should be. And it really can help individuals who know or who feel that the statin philosophy is probably not common sense for them. And there are maybe a small percentage of people who may need to be on there, but the majority are being sold a bill of goods that we certainly don't agree with. Now, you know, this is not an exact science, and you've dealt with so many components of the fact that there is at least 12 reasons why we die of cardiovascular disease, and probably upwards of 18. But there's 12 major reasons, and you have dealt with those. ApoB, LPA, things your doctor is not checking you for.
No.
And one of the biggest farces is that, oh, your cholesterol is a little bit elevated, let's give you a statin drug. That has no relationship in most and many studies at this point, because the things that do cause heart disease are the things you speak about in this book.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if we mentioned the title, but it's actually called Beyond Cholesterol, The Ultimate Cardiovascular Testing and Natural Supplements for Heart Health. So
now, is it on Kindle?
Not yet. We're just doing the hardcover, but we're looking into doing the Kindle pretty soon.
So again, if somebody wants to order that off Amazon, then they can go to Amazon and type in what?
Beyond Cholesterol,
yeah, okay.
Dr. Kurt Deering,
yep.
Or okay. The Green Pharmacist. So, but Beyond Cholesterol, Dr. Kurt Deering is probably enough to get you to the book. Only $9.99, so that's a pretty reasonably priced, I think.
And it's a beautiful book.
Yeah.
It really is.
It is beautiful.
I love the foreword that was written by me.
Yeah, the foreword was written by you.
Let's see, that took 3 minutes and 42 seconds.
Good job, guys. We beat over under on that, Ed.
Way
to hold off.
And my dedication, besides thanking my family, I thank my Nutrition World family, and I think this is true, your dedication and shared passion for helping others have made every day purposeful, fun, and inspiring.
Aww.
So what's interesting, though, is that's still true. We got people that... We have employees, unfortunately, that come and go. And a part of those people, when I thought about this, what I said there was thinking about them. But you know what? We get new people that come in. We got people like Rain in there now. They come in and they fill in and they make life purposeful and fun.
Yes,
and
they
inspiring
do.
In there.
And we're planting seeds with them and they're helping us. So it goes both ways.
It does.
And we have three new staff members I wanted to mention. Lisa, who has a vast history of lactation expert as a lactation coach and just wonderfully connected to our philosophy. And then Savannah. And who's the other one?
Savannah. I don't know if I met Savannah.
You haven't, Kurt.
Was it Riley?
Oh.
Riley.
We got Riley and Rain.
I know. Riley and Rain. So we have two young'uns and one older one. Fantastic. I have wonderful gut feel for all three. They're all connected to philosophically the power of nutrients and food to the longevity of their body. Yeah. So Beyond Cholesterol, why don't you tell just a little bit more about maybe the chapters or the subjects?
Sure.
And why? And what you do in there is you explain why it's important and what we can do about it. It's not just saying this is a risk factor. It's saying this, if it's checked, again, you can go to Be Well Labs to do this, or you can go to your own doctor and do this, but you're going to explain it.
Yeah. Well, I do have a disclaimer in here, which I kind of put in here with tongue in cheek a little bit. I say that the perspectives in this book reflect what I recommend to clients and family, and they most likely differ from conventional medicine opinions and are not aligned with big pharma interests. So it's kind of...
Yeah. And you're not treating their disease. You're empowering them to go to their doctor and have a conversation.
Exactly. Well, in the introduction, I basically just go over why the standard lipid panel can't tell you what's really happening inside your body. So it's not telling what's going on in your arteries. So basically, the standard lipid profile, which everybody still uses, everybody still values for some reason, but there's not a day that goes by in the store that somebody doesn't come in and says, my doctor is just putting me on a statin or wants me to do something about my, quote, cholesterol, because cholesterol is bad. You know, cholesterol is bad. So I go on to describe in here that cholesterol is not the bad guy. So I have a whole page or so just talking about how cholesterol is essential for cell membrane structure, for our hormone production, our vitamin D synthesis, for our brain. We can't think without cholesterol, and our energy and stress responses are all tied to cholesterol. Cholesterol is a beautiful, God-given thing that only we as people can damage through what we put into our body and the different toxins and perhaps several different things. But mostly people are damaging it through inflammation, through their high oxidatively stressed diet, basically eating poor food.
If I'm the cardiologist on the other side, I'm going to say, well, I'll tell you what, Dr. Deering, when I do surgery and put stents in, I'm plunging through cholesterol that has caused a blood blockage. So why? How could you say cholesterol's not dangerous when I see it in the artery?
Right, exactly. And well, it's like when people talk about LDL. You know, LDL is like blaming the fireman that shows up at the fire. You know, they're there to do a job.
Yep.
They're there trying to fix things. They're trying to stabilize things. Because they happen to be there doesn't mean they're guilty of doing anything wrong. Now, of course, some of the damage was done to begin with by LDL that was damaged. So,
and what is LDL?
LDL is low-density lipoprotein, but it's basically a lipoprotein that's carrying cholesterol in the body. So it's carrying cholesterol, but it's going around doing its job, doing all the beautiful things that cholesterol does. And then if all of a sudden it's oxidatively stressed, it's damaged, inflammation is damaging, then that lipoprotein becomes dense, smaller and dense, which means it's damaged. Then it hangs around longer. When it hangs around longer, it's more likely to get, and the smaller it is, the more likely it is to lodge into the lining of our arteries, which ends up causing the problem.
So it's the damaged molecules far, far greater than the presence of that molecule.
Right, and you can measure, and that's part of what I talk about in the book, is you can get these lipoproteins tested for see if they're damaged. How much ApoB do you have? How many LDL particles do you have? What are the size of the particles? The big, fluffy, beautiful ones are good for you. The small, dense ones are going to cause damage. So anyway, but back to the beginning, I talk about statins. Are they the answer? And I go through and I just say, basically, instead of saying, no, they're not the answer, I just go on to say why, what kind of problems can you get from the statins? The memory problems, the neurological problems, the muscle pain, muscular problems, the metabolic problems. They can elevate your blood sugar levels by 10%. And these are things we've talked about in previous radio shows.
And you know what always surprises me, like Dr. Peter Attia is so in favor of statin drugs to a level that he says, you know, he interviews a couple people, cardiologists, and they're like, yeah, once in a while I hear that, you know, maybe some muscle pain was exhibited to one of my patients, but I tell them it's so rare, it doesn't really. Well, why are we hearing it in 20% of the people who walk in say, I couldn't barely get out of bed in the morning after a month of statins? Are the cardiologists not listening?
This is the part I never chime in when he's in, so I'm going to jump in. This is the part that frustrates me as a guy that has no education on this, just what I listen to, which can be beneficial or dangerous. That should be there should be stats and data around that. Mm-hmm. I don't mean this in a bad way,
but I've got
a doctor saying it's so rare, why are you worried about it? And other medical professionals going, no, it's not that rare, you should be concerned about it. I personally get very frustrated because you two smart people should come up with a consensus of some sort and say it's varying, but here is the core thing. But nobody seems to do that, and it's very frustrating. So, well, people that are smarter than me.
When medications used to come out, they used to put out a package insert, and as a pharmacist, you would look at it, or a doctor, a physician, or any provider, you could look at that and say, what is the percent chance of having muscle pain from this?
Right.
And which is actually coming from an enzyme called CPK. CPK gets elevated, and it damages our tissues in our body. The symptoms just happen to be damaging your muscles and you get muscle pain.
Okay.
When they first came out, we were told to warn patients, before you ever prescribed it. The pharmacy was supposed to warn them when they went and picked up the prescription. And if you developed muscle pain, you were to stop it immediately and call your doctor. I'd say for the last 10, 15 years, I don't hear anybody tell anybody about stopping this drug if you have muscle pain.
Does it still say it on the insert?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. But people don't read that.
Well, no, it still says you can have muscle pain and all that, but whether it tells you to stop it or not, that's just...
Oh, whether your doctor's telling you that's what you're saying. You don't know if doctors or pharmacists are saying that.
It's like when everything first comes out, they are hypersensitive to everything that could go wrong and all that, and it's almost like with time, certain things just get a pass. I see that with vaccines, too. Vaccines,
I wonder if it's laziness, too. Once it becomes so part of society, I wonder if it's part laziness. We're like, well... It is what it is.
But my biggest concern, though, is it's not the CPK levels damaging your muscles. It's your CPK levels damaging your kidneys. You can end up developing rhabdomyolysis, and you know it could be fatal if you let it go on long enough. And we're not warning people about this. But anyway, back to the book. So I open up talking about why the standard lipid profile, which we already talked about. Then I go into the different tests, ApoB. And then, of course, we should be checking LPA, which is the genetic factor, and how that should be checked at least once. Mm-hmm. And they're actually starting to talk about that more now in the conventional medicine, and they're going to be checking that. They're recommending people check that now early on, And what I don't like about what they're doing now is telling people we should be checking, and they're lowering the numbers to say that we should start treating people with statins at a younger and younger age. Mm-hmm. It's just not a good development. But I break down, I have all the different tests that you could get that would be more valuable than just your total cholesterol, LDL, HDL, triglyceride panel. Some of those things can tell you something. I think you like triglycerides. Triglycerides mm-hmm. tell you something. But HDL, LDL.
The least meaningful in most cases.
Yes. So I break it down, tell you what are the optimal ranges, what are the risk ranges, the levels where you get worried about things.
And this book is how many pages?
It's 50 pages.
So it's not a 400 pages you have to go through. This could be your guide when you go to a walk-in lab or you go to your physician to say, this is what I want. And then when it comes back, you can be your own advocate also and look at the numbers.
Yeah, exactly. I go through and compare some of the most commonly major advanced panels that are done. The Vibrant Wellness, the CardioZoomer, the Cleveland Heart Lab is a good one.
And these are tests that can be ordered by a health professional.
Yes. And the Boston Heart Diagnostic, I go through and break down those three different types of labs, what they offer, the advanced labs that you can get, which ones are the best for different scenarios. And then chapter two goes into seeing the disease, basically what's going on. Numbers can tell you one thing, but is it resulting in disease? Well, seeing the disease is doing a calcium score. So your coronary artery calcium scoring. I go in, why does it matter? What does it mean? What do the different numbers mean? And so the different numbers, of course, the higher your calcium score is, the more trouble you are. But a calcium score will tell you about how much hard plaque you've built up. It's still not telling you about soft plaque. So soft plaque is what's actually in the long run going to cause the event, the cardiovascular event. So you never want to be totally comfortable. And what I tell people that have a high calcium score is, here's the good news. Right now you can change your life, start eating super clean and healthy, start exercising, start taking some good supplements that are going to help with these things. But if you have... if you stop developing soft plaque right now, you're going to decrease your chance huge of having a cardiovascular event because it's the soft plaque that you're worried about. So the hard plaque, your body's basically dealt with it already. It's hard.
And soft plaque's more like lifestyle eating stuff or not? Or do you?
The soft plaque becomes the hard plaque.
Okay, I got you.
Get rid of it early.
But the soft plaque is what's putting you at risk right now. It's the fire.
Gotcha.
I guess you could say the hard plaque is the coal or the burning whatever, something's already been used up and hard. Yeah, and the soft plaque is the fire that's still going on that might
cause
the
problem. So in other words, if someone sees a zero calcium score, that's hard plaque, but it's pretty strong indicative that's probably the soft plaque's generally okay.
Yeah.
Right?
Generally, yeah.
Generally. And like Peter Attia says, he doesn't really trust the calcium score that much, but he just goes overboard on so many things.
But but a lot of it's, what have you been doing lately, you know? Because if all of a sudden you get a calcium score, you had one 5 years ago, and now all of a sudden you look at it, it's 30. Mm-hmm. If you keep doing what you did to make that go to 30, it's going to get 25 to 30% worse every year.
Yep.
So that's that. And if you don't do something about it, all of a sudden, 10 years from now, you're going to be at 600 and at really high.
Well,
risk.
just like when we talked to Dr. Glenn right before you came in on the spike protein, there needs to be a plan of action if you get blood testing and it shows these high numbers.
Yes.
Same with calcium score.
Well, and that moves us into the next chapter in the book talks about natural supplements. So what do you think I talked about first? I know you've kind of looked at the book, but I went into probably one of our best-selling products, the thing that everybody needs to be on. It's on our core four. It's good for so many things, but omega-3s, I wanted to put that in there first because I felt like that's probably the most important thing you can do. Now, my personal favorite when it comes to actual cardiovascular and improving lipoproteins is bergamot. I know you like red yeast rice, but I'm a bergamot fan. I think it's...
Well, you're seeing great results with it, aren't you?
I am seeing great results, absolutely.
Now, do most people take that in the evening because a lot of cholesterol is made in the evening? Or does it matter?
Well, we used to recommend that. We used to say your cholesterol is produced at night while you're sleeping, so take your statin at night. I can remember saying that years ago, so take it at bedtime. Mm-hmm. Whether or not that equates to these natural supplements, I like them just to take it for A, but I usually recommend it with dinner.
Mm-hmm. That's what I do. All of it with dinner.
I don't know if it'd be better taking it at bedtime or not, but But then I go in and I talk about one of the things you like, red yeast rice, which, you know, the original statin that came out, lovastatin, was they just basically took the chemical structure of red yeast rice and turned it into a drug. But it's synthetic. It's pharmaceutical. It's not going to have the safety profile that...
No, it doesn't.
That red yeast rice has much better... You're going to get similar results, but you're not going to have near the side effects with red yeast rice. Your plant sterols, garlic. I'll start to speed this up because I'm sure we're running out of time.
You got about a minute and a half.
Minute and a half, okay.
Thank you, Glenn.
And then I go into, I think garlic's great. Of course, you know I'm trying to create a product where we'll take three products that can actually either slow down progression of plaque buildup or in some cases actually reverse it. But if I could come out with a product, which I'm trying to work on, I would have garlic, vitamin K2, and natokinase, or natokinase, however you want to pronounce it. But I also talk about CoQ10, magnesium, all the antioxidants that are heart healthy, your vitamin E, selenium, resveratrol, vitamin C. But I do spend a good amount of time talking about vitamin K2. That's the calcium smart director for heart health. MK7 form of vitamin K2 is what takes calcium, takes it off your arteries, keeps your organs from being calcified, and takes them and moves it into the bone where it should be. So,
what is that one again?
Vitamin K2.
And I take that part.
And in particular, the MK7 one. That's the long-acting vitamin K. That
do you still get some of that benefits with just the vitamin K2, or do you have to have that longer version of it?
Well, the longer, when I say long, it stays in the body a lot longer. The other one's in and out of the body pretty quick. And
go ahead. I'm sorry.
They're important.
Yeah.
I think we need to get in and out of the radio show.
Yeah, we're
pretty
good.
Quick.
You got about 30 seconds.
Yeah. 30 seconds. Yeah. Well, I'm just going to sum it up by saying you can get Beyond Cholesterol. You can go to Amazon and look up. We're getting copies now that we'll sell in the store.
And you will autograph them.
Sure.
For the pretty girls.
For anybody.
Anybody.
Yeah.
Everybody's pretty in their own way, Ed.
That's right.
This has been a great episode. A great segment of Vital Health Radio. We're going to finish the show up when we come back. It's all brought to you by Nutrition World.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
You work out hard in the gym. You strive to eat healthy. You only want the best ingredients in the supplements you put into your body. Choose the nutritional supplements that can optimize your health. This is why Nutrition World is your buying headquarters for the best in bodybuilding and nutritional supplements. Don't choose the other guys. Choose Nutrition World. Stop by their Lee Highway location or purchase online at nutritionw.com. Nutrition World, more than just a vitamin store.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Hey, it's Blake Watson. If you've been thinking about selling your house, I'm here to help. If you've been thinking about buying a new home, I'm here to help. If you just have some questions about the process of buying or selling a home, I'm here to help. contact me, Blake Watson, with Epic Realty in Tennessee and Georgia. Find me on Facebook and LinkedIn as Blake Watson. On Instagram, I'm Rock and Roll Blake. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to our final segment of Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones with Clint Powell, my co-pilot. For more than 8 years, this show has been built around one core belief. People deserve honest, practical health information that they can actually use to improve their lives starting today. And I hope today you've enjoyed this show because between the two guests, packed with empowering information.
A bunch, yeah.
Yep. And that's the whole goal. And if one single thing seeps in and changes your future life with health, then it's been well worth it. You know, I sometimes go through and I really love the Stoic literature. I bought a book the other day that had a lot of Stoic literature in it, and it was fantastic. And it used real examples of movie stars and sports figures, and it would take things that were said back in the day and relate it to the current people. But this is one that I really like. On the Daily Stoic podcast, Molly Bloom, the infamous poker host and subject of a movie called Molly's Game, referenced this story to give us an idea of what it's like to be in the room with some of the most wealthy and powerful people in the world. Bloom was right there, tableside with billionaires, icons, legendary athletes. At the same time, said, "I would not have traded places with any of them," she said on the podcast. They were on a hedonistic treadmill that they couldn't get off of because there was never enough for them. Seneca, well, a Stoic who himself in a circle of very rich and powerful people, said, "Being poor is not having too little, it is wanting more." And Epictetus, looking perhaps at Seneca himself, saw how even ambition was a form of poverty and slavery that powerful people could not seem to escape. True wealth is not having a lot, it is having enough. Is accepting yourself. It is focusing on what you can control, on what actually matters in life. If you embrace that, you'll be richer than any billionaire. How wonderful. I agree with that.
I do too. The old quote is, you're not wealthy till you have something money can't buy. I like that.
You're not wealthy
until you have something money can't buy.
Oh, I do. Never heard that before.
Yeah, I like that. I like that too. And even the Bible says money's not the root of evil. It's the love of. Mm. It's that relationship with the things we have in our life that can make it bad for us. Yeah.
How about the love of tequila?
That can be too bad. That can be bad, but you've done it in such a way to make it better.
I like, but not love.
Exactly. It's a mutual relationship you have with your tequila. You actually have such a relationship, you made it your own. Mm-hmm. You made your tequila different.
It's like just a great friend that I walk hand in hand with every day at 4 o'clock.
And maybe you hand in hand twice. Maybe it's both hands.
Sunday, I do that.
Oh, really? That's a Sunday thing, too?
Yes.
Well, let's do this. Unfortunately, we are already out of time. We had two great guests today. Do me a huge favor. Tune on Tuesdays when this comes out as a podcast. It's Vital Health Radio. It's brought to you by our good friends at Nutrition World.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.